except it's made deep, and you have a layer of fruit and a layer of pastry and another layer of fruit and pastry, maybe several layers that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. It might be cobbler, you could call, like you have apple cobbler, peach cobbler, we call it cobbler.
And here's something I don't think anybody around here uses it, but if you take milk or cream and mix in sugar and nutmeg and put it over pie or maybe put it over pudding, you ever have that?
Well, yes, you, well, our cheeses, I know to take the great cheeses and you sprinkle cheeses over some things, yeah.
I'm thinking it'd kind of be kind of like a syrup, but you...
No,
I don't think anybody does that.
No.
What about if you eat a little bit between meals, what do you call that?
Well, some people would call it a snack, I suppose.
And the stuff that people generally drink for breakfast?
No, coffee and tea.
And if you're going to make some coffee, what do you say? Think I'll go...
Think I'll make a cup of coffee or prepare a cup of coffee.
Yeah. What if you're going to fix a whole pot? Would you still say make a
Well,
pot?
Some people say they draw coffee, they draw the coffee, but I don't know. Well, they put coffee in a pot, yeah. People put coffee, yeah.
Would draw it mean making it a different way?
I think that would be the old name way back when they take the regular coffee and just boil the coffee in a pot, you know, years ago. Now, I've seen that. I've seen people grind coffee and you put so much in the bottom of the pot and so much water on it and boil it, and they call that drawing coffee. But of course, pricking coffee is a different thing. You have to have a percolator, you know that. You have to have electric in.
If you had lunch and then went over to visit somebody and they were just sitting down at the table and invited you to stay, you say, well, no thank you, I just...
Just finished, I've just eaten, I've just finished eating.
If you're thirsty and don't want anything in particular, what would you drink?
Well, you drink water.
And what do you generally drink it out of?
A glass.
And
some people may say a tumbler, but just a water glass would be.
If you knock the glass off the table and it hit the floor, you'd say it, what?
Well, it was broken. Would be on this floor anyway.
And tumbler, would that mean that maybe it's less likely to break?
No, I don't think so. I don't know where that name, but way back they did refer to small glasses as tumbler. I don't know how that got in, and maybe I shouldn't have brought that word, but it does. It refers to a small glass as a tumbler.
I always wondered if maybe that was for plastic glasses or something. They could tumble without breaking.
I won't get the big dictionary, or get the small. Go ahead and do it. I doubt if it's in this one. I believe the old big one back there would have it. I've got a big one in there, but I'm not going to bother to bring that in. You go ahead and be getting your stuff, sir.
Okay. If dinner's on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
T-U-M-B-L-E-R, a person who performs leap springs, drinking glass. Mm-hmm. All right, beg your pardon now.
Okay, if the family's standing around the table, and the table's food's already served and everything, what do you say to get them